WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
We are welcoming Yarn into the WNRN studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. You played at the Is venue last night in Charlottesville along with Sam Wilson's band. And tomorrow night, you're going to be at Clementine Cafe in Harrisonburg. Where are you going to be tonight?
Tonight we're in Raleigh at Slim's Downtown in North Carolina, our favorite little dive bar.
Awesome. Well, you guys have, this is your second CD that I have encountered. You had another one earlier, and I think during that time you came and you played the Outback Lodge. Was it about a year ago or so, something like that?
Sorry about that. Forgot to turn off my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. We played the Outback Lodge, and actually, we only have two records, so that was in support of our first record, and now we just released our second record, Empty Pockets, in September, and it's doing well. We hit five on the AMA on Monday. So.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm glad to have you guys here. Well, how about if you play us a tune? Let us know what you say. I mean, we actually have been playing Empty Pockets a lot, so it'll be really cool to hear it live.
Will do. Let me just shut my phone off.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, my life is one long night. I don't really want to fight the feelings that I get when you're away. And my world is all but shattered, but none of that would matter if I knew that you'd be coming back someday. I got lost inside my head, I don't know what it is I've said, skimming through the memories of my mind. I've been turning page by page, but that only feeds the rage of the feelings I've been dwelling all this time. I am lost, out on the brink, I done thought every thought I could think. I'm two sheets to the wind, and I'm calling on the bar again. When my life gets settled down, I won't be caught running round with all the whiskey pills and women on the way. To you, this promise I will keep, I won't break your heart or cheat. I'll be the man that you once dreamed of every day. I am lost, out on the brink, I done thought every thought I could think. I am two sheets to the wind, and I'm calling on the bar again. And that'll be one for the lady, two for me, and three to get down. I have empty pockets for the end of the night, that's alright. I wanna get loud, that'll be one for the lady, two for me, and three to get down. Four to go around, and I have empty pockets for the end of the night, but that's alright. Wanna get loud, but I am lost, out on the brink. I done thought every thought I could think. I'm two sheets to the wind, and I'm calling on the bar again. I'm two sheets to the wind, and I'm calling on the bar again.
WNRN. In the WNRN studio, Yarn, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Clementine Cafe in Harrisonburg. as Blake said earlier, just kind of keep on edging up inside the Americana chart, which I'm happy to say that I report to, and is kind of an exciting and fun chart. Well, this, where are you guys from?
Well, we're out of New York City. We're all from different places, you know. I'm from upstate New York, and Andrew's from Connecticut, and Jay Walsh from Connecticut. We got a New Jersey boy over there on bass, and Birmingham, Alabama on drums. So we're an eclectic bunch, but we reside in New York City. Kind of tricky, but we're doing the best we can.
So how did you guys find each other?
We found each other. We did a Andrew had a band, our mandolin player Andrew had a band called the Andrew Hendrix Ensemble. I had a band called Blake and the Family Dog, and we started playing together. And he got a residency at Kenny's Castaway on Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village on Monday nights. So we just kind of, half of my band, half of his band, and we were trying out drummers and didn't really know what we were doing. We were just jamming on Monday nights from 9 to midnight every Monday. And I started writing these country-ish kind of tunes. And was getting really tired of my jam band, Blake and the Family Dog, so it just kind of took off, and we kind of put our other projects on hold, and this has been our go-to band, and we're enjoying it.
So you do most of the writing, Blake?
Most of the writing. We collaborate on arrangement, and it definitely... without everybody else's input, these songs wouldn't be what they are, for sure. But I do writing with my other writing partner, Shane Spaulding, who lives in Brooklyn with me, and he's a master songs wordsmith, I should say.
But he's not a part of the band.
He's not a part of the band. He has his own band. He's more of a hard rock punk kind of guy. So he writes the drug-addled lyrics and we put them to music. But I write a lot of lyrics, too. He's involved in about 20% of the songwriting, and the rest of the words and whatnot comes from me. So,
tell us a little bit about you know, this particular record. Certainly, it's been doing very well, Americana, whatnot. But, you know, this is doing well for you? Or you got another project in the works as well? How did they all come together?
No, this is it. I mean, I think this is... this is my last chance. Yarn is it. I mean, I'm fully committed to this, and I think the rest of the boys are too. So, as far as other projects, you know, I've got nothing in mind. We're looking forward to doing another record. We're already it's pretty much already written. I mean, we've got, you know, probably 30 new songs to choose from at this point as to what to put on the new record. So, we're just looking forward to number three. And number two's been good to us, and we kind of knew it when we heard it out of the mastering studio that it was going to be good. But we didn't really expect number five on the AMA so much, but I don't want to stop there. We got to be number one.
Well, you got to compete with Lucinda Williams and Rodney Crowell.
Oh, this guy, yeah, nobody's. Who are they?
Yeah.
Lucinda who?
Yeah, right.
Lucinda Williams? Oh, we love Lucinda, man. Oh, man. Hopefully one day we'll share the stage.
That'll be great. Well, how about another one, gentlemen?
All right, let's do it.
Through all these years,
baby, I know I could dress it up. Skies ain't high with all the lies I've racked up. Otherwise, I hurt you so. Better stick to what I know. Lies upon lies I told you. I know it's hard to understand. I won't go to bed or hold your hand. You know I feel I'm less than a man, but it's so hard to say goodbye. Baby, I know I could dress it up. Skies ain't high with all the lies I've racked up. Otherwise I hurt you so. Better stick to what I know. Lies upon lies I told.
WNRN. We got Blake and Yarn in the WNRN studio. Hey, so we talked about, you know, hoping maybe someday to share the stage with, you know, maybe someone like Lucinda Williams or Rodney Crowe, but what do you have on store for yourselves for the next couple of months in terms of touring and where you're going to be on stage?
February's pretty light for us. We're going to go back out on the road in March, and we actually just got a national booking agent finally, so we'll see where he takes us. He just started working with us, and you know, the plan is to be out 200 days a year for the next couple years and really try and spread the love and the word of Yarn. So hopefully we'll be, whoever's listening, you'll see us soon enough.
Well, I'm just gonna you know, where have you played before? Have you played at festivals?
We're up and down the East Coast, you know, anywhere between Portland, Maine, and Nashville, Tennessee, or Birmingham, Alabama. So we're road warriors. We're running the circuit the best we can, and on the cheapest dime we can. So yeah, and we're doing some festivals this summer. I'm trying to think of what we're doing.
Floyd Fest.
Oh, we're doing Floyd Fest in where is that? Floyd.
In Floyd. Floyd, Virginia.
Well, where is that?
Well, it's actually up on the Blue Ridge Parkway in Floyd County, and it's a great setting.
Yeah, is
and
that close to here?
No, it's in South. It's what we call Southside Virginia,
okay.
But it's gorgeous, and a lot of people from this area do actually go down to Floyd. I finally got there this summer, and it's just an excellent place.
We're not sure what the schedule is going to be like yet. We'll know next month, but we're doing the Under the Radar series, so we might be playing every day and shifting around stages. I'm not sure yet. And we're also doing a festival in Bristol, Tennessee, I think, called Rhythm and Roots Festival. and we're doing Music Fest in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So we got some things going on. Hopefully we'll have some summer fun.
Are you going to head to Nashville to the AMA in September?
Oh, we probably will do that too. Yeah, we haven't confirmed anything up, but hopefully they'll welcome us, you know.
Well, it's time to register. I got my email just the other day, so just it's time to hook up with them.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we got Yarn in the WNRN studios. They're playing Clementine Cafe in Harrisonburg tomorrow, but they're right here in the WNRN studios this morning. One more for us, gentlemen?
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to think what we want to do. You guys have any... How about a little Bad Bad Man?
All right.
This is off the first record. Fans seem to like it. You know, it's got all the... all the deadly sins in it, I think.
Well, that's good for a country sounding band.
Yeah, you gotta have the deadly sins.
Does it have gluttony?
Man, does it have gluttony?
It doesn't have gluttony.
Man, no gluttony. Well,
you gotta write a song about gluttony.
Yeah.
Mad team and his alcohol, mad team and his drugs, mad team and his women and everything I love. Oh, my heaven is absent. Destiny's in chair, my life is stuck in neutral. This is purgatory reef. This is purgatory reef. This is purgatory reef. This is purgatory reef. Well, I'm lost and I'm still looking for that hat that I have now. And I got a little lady waiting down the block. She's looking for some cocaine, looking for some pills. I'm bound to give her what she wants. I'm bound to get her killed. 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 I'm a baby man. I'm a baby man. I got some candy in my pocket. Only woman on my head. Yes.
WNRN, Yarn in the WNRN studio, and glad to have them here. They'll be playing at Clementine Cafe tomorrow night in Harrisonburg. I've just been thinking as your saxophone player has been playing that I don't know that many country bands that have a saxophone in them, which is actually kind of cool. I'm liking it. Is that a baritone sax?
It's a tenor saxophone.
Okay. So it's kind of fun to have that kind of arrangement. Does that come from kind of the, you know, having like jam bands, or just it all is what all came together?
It is part of what came with the package. You know, we couldn't just throw him away. He sounded too good.
No, he sounds terrific.
Basically, I just kept showing up.
Okay, well,
yeah,
fair enough.
Well, he came with Andrew's band, and we started doing it together. He hasn't made the record, but any of the records yet. It's kind of tricky to insert a tenor saxophone into an acoustic record and not really make it sound odd. So next record, we're going to do some horn section arrangements, or he is, and we're gonna do something different. It should be fun.
Well, it sounds great here. And I'm so glad that you guys came here to the WNRN studios. You know, we're welcome to come back next time you swing through the area. So, and I hope you do.
We definitely will be. We appreciate you having us.